Hey, what's up? This is your girl Nala right here in the den on Power 904. Listen, some people know me as a host, a publicist, a promoter, or even the girl who pops up as a friend on your social media timeline. But at the end of the day, I am really a girl on a mission to help you grow and expand your brand just as I did mine. I never said I had all the answers, but I will go out of my way to help make your brand be exposed as big as mine. My goal isn't to be famous. My goal is to reach, build, and expand with you. Don't play with me.
Be sure to tune in to Nala Den each and every Friday at 12 p.m. And you can catch the encore presentation on Sunday at 7 p.m. on all her classic interviews.
What's up, you guys? This your girl, Nala, on MN Live Radio, the host, your greatest, your favorite girl in the whole wide world. I said it, okay? But anyways, we just want to give a special shout out to Making It Mag, MN Live Radio, DJ Bravo, McCool Moves. Thank you guys for all moving with us, keeping everything tight. It's been a busy, busy week. Happy Friday. I hope you guys have a great weekend. But before we go into this weekend, we're going to leave you with a great interview with an artist by the name of Afenix and his new song called I Know. All right, here we go. Now check it out.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Well, welcome to the den. You are now live and on my broadcast and podcast for the day. So would you like to tell us who we're speaking with? Okay, you want to tell us a little bit about yourself?
So I'm originally from Cincinnati, Ohio, and I'm a hip-hop artist, and I do comic books. I started a comic book series called Afenix, and it is a comic book about myself,
okay.
And I just create this story of some things that happened in my real life, and some of it is like obviously fantasy, but just wanted to do something different, you know, kind of mix hip-hop and comic books together.
That's what's up. That is different. So what led you into combining the music with the comic?
So, it seems like now, you kind of have to stand out. It seems like the rap game is a little bit oversaturated, and so it's like everybody's a rapper now. So, you have to kind of do something to separate yourself from, you know, what you would expect to see.
Okay.
So, that's pretty much what it is. That's pretty much the basics of it.
Okay. What inspired you to get on that path? Like, what, one day you just woke up and was like, I'm just going to do this different? Or I understand that you're saying, like, the rap game is different and you got to stand out. But what put you in that mode of writing comic instead of so much on a music path?
What started that is I'm into like different conspiracy theories and aliens and
I love them.
Different things like that, and some I've had my own experiences, and I kind of like put them in the book, in the series, and just to kind of like show people that this is something that other people can resonate with too.
Wow. Okay.
And so I wanted to see how that would play out. See what the outcome was.
Did you like the outcome?
Yep. I did. I'm actually working on the second one now.
Really? So what is the first one called? You want to tell us about the first one?
So yeah, the first one is just a Phoenix, the untold story of chaos and order. Mm-hmm. And this is basically telling like how it tells like the immediate story of like how the superhero like came about, but now the second comic is like the origin of like how he became the superhero he is and like the backstory.
Okay, so let me ask you this: is this like a super ego? Like, is this, you know how, you know, sometimes we feel like we're somebody else, which you did say that. Is this like your super ego person where you feel like you can be more of yourself? Or a character?
Not, I mean, I guess it's all in the interpretation. Okay. You could say that, but this story is more about a bunch of different things. It's some personal experiences, and then there's just actually like wanting to be eccentric and like doing something different, and just combining all of it together to create like a different like lane.
Okay.
It makes sense.
Okay, so what's your like main inspiration? Like, is something happen? Like, where do you get your creativity from besides just what you've seen or what you've been through life? Like, is there something or someone that inspires you as you're going through this process? So do you write to beats? Like, do you have to have like this music scenery when you're writing, or is it like, okay, peace and quiet, and then later on you come up with, okay, maybe I can write a song to this story that I wrote?
Yeah, I always have to have a beat first. I can't just
really.
Yeah,
that's what's up.
So I get my beats from couple of different people. Shout out to Jay Anthony, he in Atlanta.
Okay.
Jay Anthony Beats. So if you want to check him out for the beat, you can hit him up on his website. And then I work with another cat that I just recently started messing with named Quarterline. I think he's in Europe somewhere. I can't think of the country.
Awesome.
Then I got another dude from my hometown named Elliot that does beats up. So anytime they send me beats, They know what I like, so anytime they send me something, I could just get my download or just get inspired by the beat, whatever comes first.
Wow. So what type of style of beats are you into?
So that's a great question. typically, I gravitate to anything that sound like kind of like bassy or like, it kind of got like maybe like a techno feel with a trap feel mixed in with it.
Wow.
But I typically can write to anything that just moves me. I don't like to put myself in a box. Like I done had a song that sound like some 90s R&B, some boom bap from the 90s, some like current stuff, some trap stuff. Just anything. I don't like, because I feel like it makes you a better writer when you do that, because like if you rap to all your beats and they sound similar, then you pretty much like will kind of sound the same too, as far as like your cadence and like how you like delivering it and saying it like that. So
I like the fact that you said that. I like the fact that you said that. The part of, you know, when you listen to a certain amount of beats and you if you don't, you know, get a different feel or a different sound, you'll start sounding the same. Because that's kind of hard in the industry when you're trying to explain it to other artists. It's like all your music sound the same and they don't hear it. You know what I'm saying? And it's like you got to come out with a different feel. So I'm glad that you said that today on this interview. Yeah, that's a landmark or milestone for somebody to pick up on, to take after. So what? It's just so much that you do. It's just, I'm just trying to get my head around how you put all this together and stay focused with this music. But let's talk about your song, I Know. How did you come up with that song?
So, outside of music, I have a couple of different things that I'm into. And one of those things is like permaculture or homesteading. Some people call it living off the grid, however you want to call it. But that's something that I'm into. And unfortunately, dealing with what we're dealing with now with this whole coronavirus and being locked down and possibly going into martial law, because this is a very delicate situation that we're in right now.
Right.
So anything can happen. So if this is a worst case scenario, then people going to be forced to try to survive the best way they know how.
Right.
And the more skills and information they have off of off the grid living, permaculture and that kind of stuff,
right,
they're gonna be able to maneuver better. So it almost seemed like I was prepared ahead of time being into this. And I think that what's going to happen is that homesteading, off-the-grid living is going to be more popular if we come out of this just with a few bumps and bruises. People are going to start really looking into that kind of stuff because they are already looking into eating healthy and stuff like that. So, you know, the song was just basically, you know, how to survive off the grid and, you know, to stay here as long as possible.
Right.
Because that's
right.
That's one of our strongest urges instinctively, is the urge to survive, and then the urge to give and receive love, I think, is our strongest instinct. So, with that being said, it was a survival song.
Okay. So, if you don't mind me going into the quarantining speech, it can be touchy for some people, but I just want to know, like, since your song is about that and you've gotten so deep into, you know, the how you feel it's going to be, do you feel like some of this stuff that's going on or what we're forced to kind of do now that we should have already knew ahead of time? Like, we should have already been preparing or doing these things instead of just living life on the edge, you know?
So, it's interesting that you say that, too, because technically, people of color, we're basically indigenous.
Mm-hmm.
So, we already, like, have the DNA for that. Unfortunately, with colonization and slavery, those skills got taken away from us, and we have become what I call domesticated.
Right.
And, you know, we totally lost sight of all that. And so, we definitely, it would be like going back to like our ultimate roots as like indigenous people,
right?
You know, and except step, it would just look a little bit more different. It would just be more modified.
Right. Okay. I agree with you. I'm on the same track. I just, you know, it's just a touchy subject, you know. But since you mentioned it, I just went ahead and went into it. So that's awesome. That's awesome. That's awesome. So, have you ever done any big performances as with your comic? Like, do you do, like, when you're performing, do you do a comic act? Like, do you dress a certain way or put yourself in a certain mindset when you're performing on stage?
So, I haven't done that yet, but I will most likely...
What?
I'll most likely be doing that when I go to, like, certain Comic-Cons, because they will probably, they'll probably be more accepting of that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but as of this time, just doing performances, I just do just like a typical rap performance when I do shows and stuff like that.
Okay. But let me ask you this. You know, in the entertainment world, of course, they tell you, you know, to be different and stuff like that. You talked about, you know, performing at Comic-Cons or whatever. But do you feel like that's your personality? Like, I know certain people will probably, you know, think it's weird or whatever, but don't you feel like that's just who you are and what you do as your personality? That you feel like you should be able to just go out and do it wherever, however you feel like it?
Yeah and no.
Okay.
I believe in being as tactful and strategic as possible.
Okay.
And so, if I can catch the vibe of a certain place, or if I can anticipate what the vibe is going to be, I think that it would be best if I move a certain way, depending on what environment I'm in.
Okay. Okay. Understood. 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 So if you could perform anywhere right now, to reach out to a certain amount of people, or on your level of type of people, where would it be and why?
It would probably be at, like, a festival.
Mm-hmm.
where the people would gravitate towards the topics I'm talking about. Definitely won't be online like they're doing now.
Right, right.
But, like, a festival or something. Or, like, South by Southwest. Something like that.
Awesome. Okay.
Burning Man. Or something like Burning Man or Rainbow Gathering or something like that.
Okay. Awesome. Well, I hope you get a chance to do that one day. We'll be rooting for you. We're looking for you. Is there anybody that you would like to give a special shout out to as far as, like, what motivating you, being a part of your path, your journey?
Just my like producer that I mentioned earlier.
Right.
Just my fans, people that's, like, you know, into and support what I do. You know.
So do you do this alone? You work alone right now?
Do I work alone?
Yes, you do all of this.
Yeah, and I do other stuff too. Like, I like make shirts, and I make jewelry, and the jewelry is, like, crystal oriented. And, like,
really?
Like the whole copper wire and stuff like that, because it's all part of my brand and like part of the story too.
I would like to check that out.
Yeah, it's all on my website.
Okay, that's what's up. So you're just an all around entrepreneur, just doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's what's up. Well, I appreciate you for calling in on the Den today. We have enjoyed this interview with you, but before you go, can you let everybody know on our broadcast where they can find you at and how to reach you?
Yeah, and thank you for having me and letting me tell my story.
No problem.
Well, you can find me at a couple places. I have a website, a aphenix.com. It's aphenix.com. And then you can find all my social media from our website from there. So that's like a one-stop. That's a one-stop shopper right there.
Okay. Well, you guys heard it here first, right here with the Phoenix in the Den. All right, we will talk to you soon, and we'll be dropping your interview at 4 p.m., so be looking at it. It'll be the whole interview.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
No problem.
All right, you have a good one.
You too. All right, you guys, we just wrapped up our interview with Phoenix. Right now, we're about to go into his new song that he just dropped called I Know. Here it goes.
Everything shut off. Could you survive? I'm gonna show you how. This is indigenous and savage gospel. And if you know for a model, our scripture is hostile. We breed beasts that survive in impossible climate. So I know.
Off the land,
I know.
And if it came down to surviving easy,
Well, that was different. Thank you, Aphenix, for that song. It's called I Know. I hope you guys listen to not just the beat, listen to the words to the song. He made this song especially for Now. I hope you guys pick up something out of this interview and learn something for future references. Okay, some of these interviews are very, very educational. I appreciate some of the artists that tune in with me and share their stories. It's an amazing thing. You heard where to find him at on his website, The Most. Check out all that he does. Make sure you support, share, follow, like, comment. You know how we do it here at MN Live Radio when it comes to supporting. All right, you guys, you know how we do it in the den. If you know any artists, any DJs with hot mixes, you can have them send that in to MN Designs. That's with the Z Media at gmail.com. Again, that's MN Designs Media at gmail.com. All right, you guys, you know what time it is for me. Happy Friday. This your girl, Nala, and I'm signing out.